Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, John Cangalosi. Batting second, the third baseman, Wayne Tolleson. Batting third, the right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth, the DH, Jerry Hairston. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Bobby Bonilla. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Julio Cruz. Batting ninth, the catcher, Joel Skinner. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joel Davis. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second, the shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third, the right fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth, the DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting ninth, the catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Phil Niekro. And now, play ball. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Niekro covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter takes first base on ball four. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton takes first base on ball four. Carter moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby takes first base on ball four. Carter moves to third. Thornton moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fisk moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fisk. Hall reaches second base with a double. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field. Cangalosi picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cangalosi. Hall scores. Bernazard moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando bunts towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Bernazard moves to third. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a pop-up towards first. Bonilla catches it and steps on first to double up Butler. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-1 in the game. Cangalosi hits a line drive into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Tolleson bunts towards the mound. Necro fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a line drive into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fisk. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thornton moves to third. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler juggles the ball. That's an error on Tabler. Hairston moves to third. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonilla scoops it up and throws to first, with Davis covering, for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bernazard. The throw from Skinner and he is safe. Bernazard steals second. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-0 in the game. Bando strikes out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. Skinner bunts towards the mound. Niekro fields it and throws to first for the out. Cruz moves to second. One out. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-2 in the game. Cangalosi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cruz scores. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tolleson bunts towards the mound. Niekro fields it and throws to first for the out. Cangalosi moves to second. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Cangalosi moves to third. Baines moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. Carter moves to second. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carter moves to third. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carter scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bonilla strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando bunts towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. Bernazard moves to second. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-3 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cangalosi hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tolleson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thornton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Carter goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tabler strikes out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Otis Nixon now playing left field. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisk strikes out. One out. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonilla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bonilla moves to second. Ernie Camacho now pitching. Ron Kittle pinch hits for Julio Cruz. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Brian Little pinch hits for Joel Skinner. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little takes first base on ball 4. Bonilla moves to third. Guillen moves to second. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cangalosi hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Hill now catching. Brian Little now playing second base. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando bunts towards first. Bonilla scoops it up and throws to first, with Little covering, for the out. Bernazard moves to second. One out. Joel McKeon now pitching. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Gene Nelson now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-4 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Tolleson takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tolleson moves to third. Scott Bales now pitching. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Hairston hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tolleson scores. Baines moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bonilla hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reed Nichols pinch hits for Ozzie Guillen. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Baines moves to third. Fisk moves to second. Rich Yet now pitching. Tim Hewlett pinch hits for Mark Hill. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baines scores. Fisk scores. Nichols moves to third. It's 4-3, White Sox. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Little hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Little for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Carlton Fisk now catching. Reed Nichols now playing left field. Tim Hewlett now playing second base. Brian Little now playing shortstop. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.